Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Paidashny and today we are going to discuss how to create cross-platform applications using Visual Studio Code. In general, in order to create cross-platform applications, you can use at least two of the most popular technologies. First one, Xamarin. Using Xamarin and C#, you can develop mobile applications for Windows, for Android, for iOS. And in general, if you are going to use Xamarin, probably it's better to install Xamarin Studio that can work on Mac and Linux devices. In case of Windows, it's better to install Visual Studio that is integrated with Xamarin Studio. But if you like JavaScript, probably you will use Apache Cordova and JavaScript in order to build cross-platform mobile applications. Apache Cordova allows us to develop non-native applications for many different platforms, including Windows, Android, and iOS. And you can use not just standard JavaScript libraries, but you can use special plugins in order to get access to native APIs on a particular platform. For example, using these plugins, you are able to use Windows 10 API and use some Windows 10 features. You can use Android, iOS APIs, etc. So yes, Apache Cordova allows us to use a special control web browser, web view control, in order to present our content on client side. Frankly speaking, it's not fully true because, for example, Windows 10 support natively support JavaScript. But in general, yes, you will build non-native applications. It's a very popular framework today, and we will see how to use Microsoft-related tools in order to start using Apache Cordova. So, first of all, I would recommend to visit tacos.tools website. Probably know that Microsoft supports Apache Cordova and, frankly speaking, in Visual Studio on Windows devices. You can use a special plugin for Visual Studio in order to create applications directly in Visual Studio, and Visual Studio supports OS designers, IntelliSense system debugger. But what about Mac devices? Taka tools are supported for Mac devices as well. And there are several opportunities. First of all, you can download Taka command line interface and you are able to build Cordova applications directly from command line tool, from terminal window. So let's see how to do it. First of all, we have to install Taka tools on our device. We can do it using npm tool, so sudo npm install globally Taco command line interface. So this command just installed all needed components and I can start using Apache Cordova tools using Taco command line interface. So how to do it? So first of all, I can use something like Taco git list this command shows me all supported Apache Cordova toolkits, so I can select any Taco kit in order to get plugins from a particular version of Cordova tools, and I can select a particular version of plugins, etc. So, of course, in our case, we are going to use the latest version. You can see that Taco kit 3.0 is the latest kit, and this is the default kit used for project creations. In order to see which plugins are included in a particular toolkit, we can use Taco kit list command as well. So, Taco kit list, and after that, we have to pass parameter kit. For example, Taco kit 3.0, Taco kit 3.0.0. So you can see list of plugins that are included in the kit, and you can see version of each plugin. Of course, we can use Taco tool in order to create a new application. So how to do it? Taco create, and we can use application name new Taco app, for example. Additionally, you can add some parameters. So, for example, by default, Taka2 will use JavaScript in order to create our new application. But if you want to use TypeScript, for example, you can use a template parameter and pass TypeScript here, and Taka2 will use TypeScript in order to create all needed components. Additionally, you can use a kit parameter if you want to create an application based on a specific kit. So you can use, for example, kit Taka kit 2.0.0 if you want to create an application based on the old and even deprecated toolkit. In our case, we are going to use the latest toolkit, and we are going to use JavaScript. So let's click enter. So we even can find list of instructions how we can manage our project. But before to add any platform, we have to install Cordova tools as well, because in the latest version of Taka tools installation does not contain installation for Cordova tools. I am going to use Node.js package manager in order to install Cordova tools as well. So npm install globally Cordova. If you don't install Cordova, you are not able to add any platform, and you are not able to use emulators in order to run and test your applications. So done, and now I can start using Taka tool in order to add some platforms. So Taka platform. Add, I use for example of course I forgot to change my working folder, so I just created a new folder, new Taka app, but I still in my documents folder. So cd Taka new app. New Taka app. And now I can use platform add. So done. And now I can install all needed components in order to build my application for iOS platform. How to do it? Taka install Rex. This command will install all required components for all supported platforms that I just added to my project, but I have just iOS platform now. From time to time you can get information about some errors related to iOS deploy installation. If you have the same list of errors, you have to install iOS deploy manually, passing a special parameter unsafe permissions in true. So let's try to do it once again. And let's execute install rex command once again as well. So done. And now we have all needed components on our computer. We just added iOS platform successfully, and we can start try to execute our application and try to emulate our application using Taka emulate iOS command. Something happened, and you can see that by default Cordova uses iPhone 6 simulator, and looks like that my application is starting now. So done, and you can use this simulator in order to test your application. And of course, if you want to build final package for iOS, Android, you can use Taka build command. But that's not all, and we have to think about, okay, now we know how to use some tools from command line, but how we can use Visual Studio Code in order to build, test, and debug our applications. So I assume that you already have Apache Cordova tools installed. We just installed it on our computer, and we can open Visual Studio Code, and we can open our new Taka app folder there. Using JavaScript features in Visual Studio Code, we can use IntelliSign system here, but we still have to think about how I can start my application directly from Visual Studio Code and how to debug my application. By default, you can see that I don't have anything related to Cordova, and if you want to use some Cordova related features in Visual Studio Code, you have to install Cordova extensions. So you can visit Visual Studio Code Marketplace, and there you can find Cordova tools. You have not to open Marketplace at all, you can install all needed extensions directly from Visual Studio Code. On this page you can find information about debugging features, you can find some things that you have to use before to start using Apache Cordova tools for Visual Studio Code. So of course you have to install Cordova framework, we already installed it. And you have to install a special WebKit proxy component for debugging features for iOS devices. So let's try to install Cordova extensions. We can do it using command palette window. So let's execute install extension command. Let's try to find something like Cordova, and you can find Cordova tools, and let's click install. So done, and as usual we have to restart Visual Studio Code. So done. Once it's done, you are able to execute your debugging session. So let's click run once again, and you can see that we have Cordova in the list. So let's select Cordova, and of course in case of Cordova you have several opportunities. You can attach to existing instance, you can execute Android emulator, you can execute iOS emulator, etc. So in our case I'm going to run my application using iOS simulator, and once I select this option I can click start debugging button. So you can see the same, that Visual Studio will execute iOS simulator, and my application is here. Of course I can set up several breakpoints as well, but I simply don't have any code now. And additionally you can use IntelliSign system with plugins, you can use IntelliSign system with Angular and Ionic frameworks. And you can use additional commands if you want, for example, to build your project, and if you want to start your project without debugging, you can use command palette in order to execute Cordova related commands. So you can see Cordova build, Cordova prepare, and Cordova run commands. So you can do it directly from command palette window, and in general you have not to open terminal window after that. So if you are using Visual Studio tools, Cordova Visual Studio tools, you can simply use command line in order to create a new project, and after that you can open Visual Studio Code and continue working with Visual Studio Code with your Cordova project.